Game number 67 for the Boston Celtics in Indiana to take on the Pacers. This is the Boston Celtics pregame show on CLNS Radio. Thanks for tuning in to CLNS Radio here on the 15th of March, 2016. I am Larry H. Russell, to be later joined by Quinn Buckner, Pacers color commentator for Fox Sports Indiana and former member of the world champion Celtics in 1984, to look ahead to tonight's matchup at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse, where the 39-27 Boston Celtics take on the 35-31 Indiana Pacers. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And tonight's telecast will air locally on Comcast Sports Net New England and 98.5 FM, the Sports Hub, here on the local radio airwaves. The Celtics enter the game as 2-point underdogs, over-under of 207. Tonight's officials are Jason Phillips, Carl Lane, and Josh Piven. Injuries for tonight: point guards George Hill and Ty Lawson are both questionable for the Pacers, while Rodney Stuckey is expected to give it a go. For the Celtics, Jay Crowder, high ankle sprain. He'll be out for a while, and Kelly Olynyk is on the injury report as questionable for Boston for the second game in a row. Will he give it a go tonight and see his first action in a month? Boston had their 14-game home winning streak snapped at the hands of the Houston Rockets in their last contest Friday night in a 102-98 loss, while Indiana, they were riding a 4-game winning streak of their own, but they had their doors blown off Sunday night in Atlanta, 104-75. Pacers are coached by former Celtic assistant Frank Vogel, who has been the Pacers head coach for 5 full seasons now. Leading the Pacers in scoring is Paul George, while rookie standout Miles Turner leads the team in shot blocking and has seen a great uptake in minutes since the beginning of the season. Indiana comes into the game with the league's 24th ranked offense. However, Indiana is 4th in the NBA, giving up just 102.8 points per 100 possessions. For a more in-depth look at the Pacers, let's go to the wall and speak to those butterside downers. Quinn Buckner, Pacers color commentator for Fox Sports Indiana. Our segment with Quinn is brought to you by SeatGeek. Have you ever been frustrated trying to buy tickets online? Most sites make it complicated, and they all try to sneak in huge fees at checkout. That is why you need to try SeatGeek. They've made it easier than ever to buy and sell sports and concert tickets. Listeners of this show get a $20 rebate on their first SeatGeek purchase. Big Fat Andrew Jackson back your way. How do you do it? Download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code, and enter promo code CelticsBeat. That is CelticsBeat, all one word, CelticsBeat, no space. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. What a deal. Download the free SeatGeek app to claim your $20 rebate. Today, Mr. Buckner, Pacers are riding pretty high going into Sunday's game against Atlanta, or blown out by 30. Was that a case of a tired team on a back-to-back, or in your mind, are there concerns about this Pacers team seemingly struggling against teams all year that can effectively space the floor like the Hawks?
Well, the back-to-back is probably less of an issue because both teams on back-to-back, and actually Atlanta, I think, game started later. So I don't think that you can attribute to that. Sometimes you just get beaten, and the Pacers got beaten. This is a much better team than the team that the Pacers had played early in the season. Korver, at the time, the last time the Pacers played him, was shooting somewhere in the neighborhood of less than, a low 30 at best, and he was really struggling. He's shooting over 53% from the field in the month of March. Those teams that stretch like that with Millsap and Horford put a lot of pressure on our bigs, and with Miles Turner, it is just an uncomfortable situation for him. And that is a challenge when you play space teams. That's what you got to face. But I think Atlanta also has two of the more skilled guys in that 4-5 position, both who can play well in that pacing space kind of environment. But last night the game was just simply one where the Pacers just got beaten.
Paul George in that game was 3-15. Is he all the way back? I know he may not be quite matching the production as he did from 2-3 years ago, but how does he look there in your eyes?
I think he's fine. I think he'll run into games like this. I think, you know, the challenge for him is at this time of the year, once you get into, you know, making the playoff run and right after All-Star break, that's a lot of work on a man who hadn't participated for a full year. I think anybody's going to have games seasons where you'll have games where it looks like you're playing up and down, but I think for the most part, he's been back. He's been playing very well as a rule. I thought even in playing against Dallas, he did a good job getting other guys involved in the game, finding their spots. But he was well defended, too, because Pablo Cephalosha was one of the stalwarts you remember that played at Oklahoma City and was a really good defensive player. So it's a combination of the two. But I think overall, given what Paul had happen to him now going on a year and a half, 2 years ago, I think he's done very well in getting himself back in position to be one of the top players in the league.
And this Pacers team made a lot of personnel moves over the offseason, and one of them was really just a change in almost how they played. How has the transition been for Indiana, utilizing more agile big men such as the aforementioned Miles Turner, who you may name the very impressive rookie that the Pacers have, as well as Jordan Hill? How does that look so far to you?
Well, I think you hit on a very valid point. I think that's part of the challenge is when you change styles and then change personnel in the course of a year from summer to the season, that's been an adjustment. You know, went small early with C.J. Miles, who was a big part of the early November surge, who subsequently got hurt. It's not been in the lineup, so the Pacers haven't been able to play their own style of pacing space. Going back to Miles Turner, the rookie who got hurt, was out for, you know, 5 or 6 weeks, comes back, and then he makes a contribution. So you're making some adjustments on the fly, and that's significant adjustments as you're changing styles. And that's why, you know, when you see a team stay around 500 or above, that's a pretty good accomplishment. So overall, I'd have to say you would consider it successful. You're not at the end of the season, so you don't say success. But to this point, you say it would be successful. You just have to make sure when you play these teams like Atlanta, which is a tough team to cover, that you're able to match up with them. And that's really, I think, the big challenge with the Pacers. How do you match up with teams that spread the floor?
If you want to get into the matchups, I would love to shift towards talking about this Celtics game. How do you think this is a pretty big game for playoff implications? How do you think this Pacers team, and maybe even yourself, looks at the Celtics team coming in for this game?
I think Brad Stevens is one of the outstanding coaches in all of basketball, top to bottom. I don't care where you name it. That's where you start. Danny Ainge, who happened to be a teammate of mine, as you know, has done a terrific job. What Brad is able to do is get all these young men to play comfortably, regardless of who he plays them with, and I think that really helps them. Isaiah Thomas is just a phenomenal story when you look at where he was drafted to what he has done, how he contributes. You go up and down the line, and you've got guys that make contributions for them to win. They play hard, they play smart, and they play together. And that's a recipe for a successful team. So it's going to be a tough game for the Pacers because with a leader like Isaiah Thomas, every night he has a chip on his shoulder. He brings that, and he makes sure that his teammates have that edge. But, you know, and so you've got guys that are really trying to make sure they prove something because nobody thought Boston was going to be, I think, quite this good this time of year, but they've proven that they can play with anybody in the league, and that's what they're showing everybody. We can play with anybody in the league. More importantly, they don't come to play games. They come to win games, and that's a difference in attitude that I think makes teams winners.
So I think the hardest question to get you on your way out of here, how do you see this one going down?
Well, I'm anxious to see how the Pacers respond to having gotten, you know, severely beaten by Atlanta and then playing at home knowing that you're right. It's a playoff type game, knowing that you're going to play against a team that you never know when you're going to see. But this has always been a good rivalry. So I'm anxious to see how the Pacers come out. I know how the Celtics are going to come. They're going to come play, and they're going to play at a high level, guns blazing. And the Pacers have to not only match that intensity, they've got to establish the intensity level and play that way for 48 minutes, which is going to be one of the great challenges I think they'll have all season.
Quinn Buckner, Pacers color commentator for Fox Sports Indiana. Quinn, so happy to get you back on the CLNS radio airwaves.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Celts will take another crack at matching last year's win total of 50 wins. However, Indiana has come out on top on 52% of game simulations. The Pacers themselves can win the season series tonight. Indiana has won two contests from earlier in the year with a win apiece at Bankers Life Inn in Boston. Celtics won the last time these two teams met in Boston, 103-94. The Celts would have to win this game tonight or else any playoff tiebreakers would go to the Pacers. To the draft pick watch, Dallas Mavericks winners in Charlotte last night, keeping pace with the Utah Jazz as they too won last night as we keep an eye on that race for the 8th seed in the Western Conference. Dallas is in Cleveland tomorrow, while the Jazz host the Suns 2 days from now. Boston currently owns the Mavericks pick, and Dallas is 2 games up on Utah for the 8th and final playoff spot out west. Minnesota Timberwolves last night against the Phoenix Suns. Wolves currently convey the 35th overall draft choice to the Celtics. However, last night's result has placed the Nets and Suns in an effective tie for the third worst record in the NBA. Suns do possess one more loss. The Wolves themselves, currently holding the 5th worst record in the league, are separated by 3 games in the loss column from the Nets. The Wolves are in Memphis tomorrow night, and those Nets, as stated, now effectively tie for the 3rd worst record in the NBA. But will that change soon? They are in action at home tonight against Philadelphia, who the Nets just lost to last Friday night. Brooklyn just returned from a 9-game road trip and did so with a loss to the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday. Now loses a 4 in a row after 3 early wins on their road trip. The Nets won't have an easier task at hand than this than what they got at stake tonight with a Jahlil Okafor-less Sixers team in Brooklyn. Nets are favored for tonight's game by 7 points. On to some programming. No Garden Report. That is tomorrow for the game against Oklahoma City. Post-game show will go live following the final buzzer at www.clnsradio.com. Call number 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771, or just listen on clnsradio.com. Also, our ticket giveaway, running out of chances, folks. Winner is announced on this Sunday's show for the 149th edition of Celtics Beat. Next Wednesday's huge game against the Toronto Raptors. You still have time to enter, so do so. Entry is simple. Subscribe, rate, and review Celtics Beat on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review Celtics Beat on iTunes. You need the review so we can see your name and put it into the hat. And you cannot review without a subscription, so you got to do all 3 steps. But it only should take you 20 seconds, folks. Again, winners are announced this Sunday on the number one podcast on the web dedicated to the NBA's winningest franchise. Our way of saying thank you, allowing you to win tickets to some games. We got the game coming up against the Toronto Raptors. Again, subscribe, rate, and review Celtics Beat on iTunes. We will be back here in this space tomorrow when the Celtics are back home to take on Kevin Durant and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Again, if you want tickets to that game, download the SeatGeek app for your phone. Enter promo code CELTICSBEAT for $20 off your first ticket purchase. Joining these airwaves will be Anthony Slater of the Oklahoman. But to tonight's game against Indiana, we thank NBA world champion Quinn Buckner, Fox Sports Indiana, for providing us with his insight. And we thank you for listening, as always, for today's Boston Celtics pregame show with LHR on CLNS Radio. This is LHR signing off.